Content, Part 1, The Helpmeet. Part 2, Titus 2. Once Upon a Time. Once upon a time, there was a silly young girl who grew up to learn what it means to be a helpmeet, God's secret for a heavenly marriage. I start this book with the words, Once Upon a Time, because it really is a wonderful story come true. It should and could be your story, too. It is God's gift to every woman. My wife's story began 35 years ago with the ringing of the phone. I was sitting at the desk where I worked when my pastor called, asking me to go with him to a gospel meeting that evening. He occasionally called on me to go with him to counsel the girls while he dealt with the men. I was a single 20-year-old girl, and my pastor was a single 25-year-old hunk of a man. Of course, I said I would love to go and help. He had been my goal since I was 13 years old. Although I thought that he occasionally cast his eyes at me, I had despaired of ever getting my trophy. With that simple phone call, my despair turned to hope once again. A few hours later, my old VW bug buzzed into the church parking lot. I grabbed my Bible and climbed into his oversized, overpowered station wagon, and we were off to a Bible study with a crowd of hippies. This was during the height of the hippie revolution and the Jesus movement. The birth control pill was a new and heady thing that drove hippies into an era of non-responsibility. AIDS was not yet a factor. The theme of the 60s was, if it feels good, do it. Young people could be seen sleeping in parks or on roadsides, switching partners as the night progressed. Drugs dulled their conscience and destroyed their dignity. But in the midst of all this sin and shame, God poured forth His Spirit, and thousands of those heart-sick kids began to seek God. To me, it was a privilege to live in a time when the Spirit of God moved so freely. The Bible tells us in Romans 5:20, "But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." That evening, our gospel meeting was held in an upstairs apartment where a group of used-up druggies had gathered. The room was crowded with young hippies dressed in worn-out jeans and tie-dyed T-shirts. My pastor began to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, and they listened as if every word were straight from God. It was a simple, quiet, powerful message of forgiveness and hope. Pastor Pearl never gave an invitation because he did not want anyone to respond to him, only to Christ. But he did tell them that if anyone wanted to pray, they were free to join him. That night, in one accord, everyone fell to their knees and began to pray. The Spirit of God began to move, and I could hear several young men cry out for mercy. In the midst of this movement of God, I felt my pastor reach over and take my hand. Talk about electric shock! I knew there was a strange and wonderful thing happening, because he was ordinarily a real prude. He wouldn't even let the old lady shake his hand after Sunday morning service. Now he was holding mine during a prayer meeting. I just knew my time had come. He never spoke in the hour's drive home, and I never shut up. Always given to gab, I really gab when I'm nervous, and I was really nervous. Since silence was so unusual for him, I thought I knew what was on his mind. Me. Finally, we pulled up to the parsonage where he lived and where my VW bug was parked. I sat in the darkness waiting. But nothing. Finally, I spoke out. "You remember that boy you baptized Sunday night? The little guy who could barely see over the top of the baptistry? Well, someday I would like to give you a little boy just like that." You would think a man might take a hint, but he was out of the car and running within 2 seconds. I got out and headed for my car, figuring I might have spoken a little too boldly. I saw him as he came around his house the first time, and I watched as he disappeared around it again. He made 3 full laps around the large parsonage before he finally made up his mind. He rushed toward me, picked me up, and threw me into the air. At that point, I was beginning to doubt my wisdom and his sanity. Then he said in a loud, confident voice, "Let's get married." And so we did. 8 days later, on a Sunday night, I made my way to the front of the church building, carefully stepping around the newly saved ex-hippie sitting on the floor of the crowded aisle to take the hand of my pastor husband in holy matrimony. Thus we began our journey.